I love this story.
Okay.
I forget where I was at yesterday. Where was I at? And I heard Iron Maiden, Run for the Hills. You remember the song? Run for the Hills. It was probably their biggest song.
Yep.
Love that tune.
Yep.
And we always talk about the kids in high school. There were Rush kids that were kind of geeks.
Yep.
You had the Bob Seger and the classic rock fans that were smoking cigarettes. You had the fans like me who were listening to Bread and John Ford, or England and John Ford Coley, who never got laid. And then you had the Iron Maiden fans, you know, the creeps, the goth, you know, the kind
the
of
Iron Maiden kind fans, of scary. They were scary.
Yeah, they were scary. The principal of Eden High School in St. Catharines, Ontario, is a huge Iron Maiden fan. She posted photos displaying her fandom for Iron Maiden. Concerned parents took umbrage to one image in particular, which included a handmade sign featuring the number 666. As concerned parents with impressionable children at Eden High School in St. Catharines, Ontario, we are deeply disturbed that the principal assigned to the school blatantly showed satanic symbols and her allegiance to satanic practices on her public social media platforms, which of course went across the Instagram of the school, where all students can see them. As news of the parents' efforts went viral, students made a petition of their own supporting Burns, describing her as probably one of the best and most enthusiastic principals the school has ever had.
Mm-hmm.
After hearing both sides of the argument, the District School Board of Niagara has opted against any form of policy change or disciplinary action against her. As you can imagine, Principal Burns, like all of us, is quite surprised by how her Instagram post led to two petitions and grew to be a topic of interest around the world. We know Mrs. Burns is a passionate and dedicated educator who's happiest when she can focus on and connect with her students. Our belief is that the taste in music is subjective, and we support that both students and staff enjoy a wide variety of genres.
Genres.
But how cool is this? And again, I don't know the age of these kids. They call them children, so I'm assuming it could be any. It could be high school.
Dude, even if they're high school seniors, Iron Maiden is like...
Well, it is, and it is a high school, by the way.
Right, so even if they're high school seniors, Iron Maiden is a little way out of their time.
So, you had a principal of a high school sending out satanic... Well, what many would be construed as satanic. It is Halloween. Halloween's coming up here in 13 days. Of 666. And parents are losing their flipping brains.
Which I can understand.
Seems to happen a lot these days.
But I could understand that.
And the students start their own petition.
Yeah.
To say, oh, no, 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 no. We're good with this. You don't understand.
Right.
This is, and you would think parents of 18, 19-year-olds would know who Iron Maiden is. Right?
Mm-mm. They're old, dude.
They could be 40. I mean, they have to. If they have 18-year-old, they have to be 40. They knew Iron Maiden is.
Right. It's not an obscure
talking
band.
About, we're not talking 3-year-olds here. We're not talking right. 4 or 5-year-olds. We're talking about high school kids.
Yeah.
18-year-olds. So you're probably in your 40s.
Yeah.
So you know who Iron Maiden is. I just think it's incredibly cool that the school district actually listened to the students because as parents, we're like, oh, you don't know what's best for you. You're 18. You think you know everything. I got a 17-year-old. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand. Mm-hmm. 666, dude. And again, she made the argument, hey, listen, I'm a huge...
I'm sorry, what city was it in? Where was it?
It's in Canada.
Do you think that would fly here?
Near Niagara.
Would that fly here in Birmingham, Alabama? Oh, hell no. Wouldn't fly here. Nope.
Probably not. Now if she's posting 666 stuff in January...
You're right. Right.
Around the holidays?
See, and that's the thing that's interesting
to
me.
It's Halloween coming up. She posted this skeleton-looking thing with this ugly-ass, nasty-looking face with 666. It's scary.
Do you think... Let me ask you this. Because the 666, that's the red flag. Yep. Right? If she would have just posted an Iron Maiden thing with an ugly skeleton, nasty, but there was no 666.
Here she is. She's got the actual... mask on her face.
Oh, that's sweet.
And the fact that it's a woman is
sweet.
Like, I didn't know. Man, I knew like one girl in high school that was into Iron Maiden. We stayed the hell away from her.
That's right.
I don't know what she's doing now. She probably owns her own business, but.
I think it's the 666, right? Again, I think I like that the school board stuck up for her. You know, the thing that this is the problem. Then everybody gets upset, right? Then some parent's going to come back and say, well, what about this? Then if we can do that, then what can't we do this? This is the, oh, great. Now we can't eat green popsicles Or now, but it's the other way. Now it's all okay. Now it's bestiality. That's where it's going to go next. First is 666, then it's sex with animals. That's what everyone's going to, that's what it is. Oh my God, what are we going to do? I mean, that's, I'm sorry. We're seeing that here in this community. We just, or no, I'm sorry, in Texas. Was it Texas with critical race theory?
Yeah.
You know, look, if you're going to have a book about the Holocaust, you're going to have a book that shows that the Holocaust, alternative views of the Holocaust. This is where we lose our minds because we believe this is the, what we call the zero sum game. I lost, so now you have to lose.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I lost.
Yeah.
So you have to lose. No, no. I lost this one. You won this one. And someday we might both win something else.
I love that.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, could you see it here? I'm just saying, could you see that here? I mean, we live, you know, I've been here longer than any other place, but we can't teach yoga in schools,
yeah.
Right? But could you see someone with an Iron Man? Can you see? And there's teachers. You should go do some sort of career day, dressed and talk about Iron Maiden.
I have done career days.
But that's as a radio guy.
Yeah.